For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Loretta in Rhode Island needs some help fixing some drafty windows. Tell us about the problem.
First of all, I want to say we love the show. My husband and I have been longtime listeners. It's not drafty windows. We have cracks. I've heard you, other people call, in the plaster. We've been in our house now 28 years, and we have radiant heat in the ceiling.
Okay.
So we're wondering, is there something? 28 years, we keep patching and undoing. Every spring, it looks like it's as if the patch got thicker, so he sands it down again, puts the paint, and it looks good. As soon as we put the heat on, you see these fine little hairline cracks.
Mm-hmm, because everything's drying out.
Yeah, so what do we do? I mean, he was using spackle, so now he's been using joint compound.
If we tell you how to fix it, what is he going to do all spring?
Oh, he's got yard work to do, believe me.
I'm sure Loretta can come up with a honey-do list for her man, no problem.
If you've got cracks around the windows or doors,
yeah,
it really doesn't matter. That material is not actually going to repair the crack in the sense that it's not sort of gluing the two parts of the wall
just
back
patching
together.
Patching over.
Right.
It's patching over, and those areas are obviously the part of the wall where you have the most movement. Very, very common to have cracks around windows and doors because it's sort of the weaker part of the wall. If the wall is going to shift and move and expand and contract, it's going to show up around a window and door before it'll show up across the solid wall surface. Now, the only thing that you can do to try to minimize this is to use a drywall tape over that crack. And the type of drywall tape...
You're skipping a step in a material, Loretta.
Yes, and the type of drywall tape we would recommend would be a fiberglass tape. It's perforated.
Mm-hmm. It looks like mesh, Loretta.
Okay.
And it's very easy to install. And once you put this across the crack itself, then you can spackle over that. And that has sort of an adhesive effect of covering over both sides of the crack and does a nice job of hiding it.
Okay. Hope that does it. Thanks a lot.
It'll do the
trick. All right, Loretta, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.